we were there to have a press conference to send our message that we don't believe that the executing persons who've been convicted of killing other people is the correct way to go. That the American people have shown over the years that fewer and fewer of the American people agree or support capital punishment.
Do you think that there's
a death penalty is immoral, and never there is never a reason to execute a person just because they've killed someone?
Do you feel that there's an alternative punishment that would serve the purpose better?
Yes, in fact, life without parole is less expensive, is a more humane treatment or more humane punishment. And yes, it serves the purpose quite well, in fact. As a human community, and especially as a Christian Catholic community, the Indiana Catholic Conference, which is, you know what the Indiana Catholic Conference is, that's the bishops, the five bishops of the state of Indiana, and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, as well as our community and many other Catholic communities, have unequivocally stated that the death penalty has no moral foundation. In fact, our Pope has said the same thing. So there just is no, for people of faith, for people of goodwill, there is no exception to that. There's never a time when the death penalty is justified.
What about people who argue that in the Bible there is a rule that says an eye for an eye?
And a tooth for a tooth? And yes. What the rest of that saying is that then the whole world would be blind and toothless. That's not in the Bible. That's just the... So the argument goes that there's many things in our sacred scripture, in the Hebrew and Christian tradition, that if taken literally, would not sustain human life, would not promote community. There are many places in the scripture that you could find that talks about plucking out an eye or cutting off a hand or beating a spouse. Those are not things that we understand to be consistent with the human dignity, the dignity of all life. So no, you can find those phrases and those statements in our sacred scripture. And if you continue to look in our sacred scripture, you will find many more examples of turn the other cheek, love one another, forgive. How many times did Jesus say? 70 times 7 times?
Yes, he did. Well, what about people who would argue, and I know I understand, please, that I understand the argument, but...
Yes, you know. I know. You're doing your journalist thing here. I'm just trying to respond.
Sure. There are people who would say, but these guys are responsible for the murders of children.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, that you bring this up is a good... I'm glad you brought it up. If one would look at these, the four individuals whose executions have recently been scheduled, it's interesting and not coincidental that they're all white and that they've all killed children, when in fact the higher percentage of those inmates on death row are persons of color, and killing children is not the most common reason to get on death row, federal death row. I believe, as do many others here in the movement, that there's a reason behind the selection of these particular four persons. And it goes way beyond any type of punishment, that it has, there are some political underpinnings for the timing of these executions and for who, in fact, is scheduled to be executed.
Will you guys be out there in front of the complex when the executions take place, if they indeed do?
So we plan to be visible and vocal and nonviolent, and we're not sure where just yet. The situation is very different than the last time the federal government executed anyone. In fact, the perimeter that the Bureau of Prisons has set up is much wider. They're blocking off streets all around the penitentiary. They have offered to pick us up and take us. However, we're unwilling to get on buses, crammed into buses. That doesn't seem safe in terms of our pandemic precautions that many of us are following. If you saw any of the photographs yesterday, we were outside for a reason because we wanted to be safe. We will be somewhere. We don't know where yet. We're just now in finding out the time of the executions and the perimeter that the Bureau of Prisons has set up. So we are we're working on determining a location, both for the day before we will have a gathering and the morning, or apparently it's going to be afternoon now. We will be vigiling prior to the executions.